It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So imagine you're sitting on your balcony. I just got a text from Cooper alerting me that I was in page six. So I got to flip it open and read there. And it is my old dear friend, Spencer Pratt, who I'm sure your listeners and viewers know from the hills, was talking about my time at Us Weekly, where I used to work, where I worked for over a decade. He was referring specifically to the first pictures of Brad and Angelina, the first time they were not the first, you know, they were obviously photographed on set, et cetera, but the first time they were photographed as a couple, which did in fact run on the cover of Us Weekly exclusively.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Brad Pitt was still married to Jennifer Aniston at the time.
Well, they'd announced their separation.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if it was, you know, legally, whatever, what the hell does that mean? Nothing.
Right.
But they were definitely separated. It was after, so yeah, just sort of set the scene of that photo. It was obviously, it was a really big deal when, this may shock you, but it was a kind of a big deal when, yes, Brad and Jen broke up in, mm-hmm, in our industry. And we were, I think what Spencer did is, as he often does, is he sort of conflates stories and he always gets the good parts wrong. So one day we'll come on and we'll talk about how he and I met, cause he gets that wrong every time. And we'll, mm-hmm, like argue like an old married couple, but that's a whole other story. So I was present, for the last photos of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Those were the ones in Anguilla. I was there. Those were very much not set up. And, mm-hmm, I was there working with the team to sort of get those pictures. That was sort of, if I recall, it was right around New Year's. Mm-hmm. And they announced their separation right around that time, in the first week of January, something like that. And there was obviously a lot of speculation about Brad and Angelina. They had been filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chemistry. And I remember, even from the on-set pictures, telling my editor at the time, there's this one picture of the two of them just surrounded by other people on set, but they were looking in the back of someone's camera watching the dailies back, and their hands are, they're not holding hands, but they're kind of like just gently touching. It's almost more intimate.
Right.
And I remember just showing that to one of my to the editor-in-chief and saying, like, those aren't co-stars. So everyone kind of speculated,
right,
that had something to do with Brad and Jen's breakup. But there was no official, you know, there's lots of denials, and of course. And so everyone was looking for the first photo. And there was no other picture worth chasing in the industry at that time. That was what literally everyone was after.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have anything to do with the picture being taken, although I'll give you my sort of thoughts on it. I remember being shown it, because it was only shown to a handful of people, in the industry, because it was obviously a very extensive bidding situation. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted it. Everyone wanted to have the first picture of the two of them. This was sort of proof of their coupledom. And if you remember the pictures, they're on vacation in Africa and they're staying at some sort of luxurious resort that I don't think anyone would have a lot of success photographing without a little inside help. Just one man's opinion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'd been a lot of talk of like, did Angelina break them up? And, you know, there's like, you know, people always look for a villain and someone to blame. And the photos show Brad. There's no intimacy, like romantic intimacy in the, mm-hmm, photos between Brad and Angelina, but they're possibly the most intimate set of paparazzi photos you'll ever see, because it's the two of them making sandcastles with Maddox. And it's just the picture of like a newly formed family.
Right.
And you look at it and you just think like the story is right there. You don't need to know anything really. You don't need to know where they were taken or it doesn't matter. It was one of those, you know, sort of Hall of Fame level photos where you see it and you go, oh, they're together. He's hanging out.
So those were the first photographs of, yeah, Brad and Angelina together outside of the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where you, it's the first time you go, oh, they're a couple. They're not just co-stars. And
they're not just a couple. They're a family.
They're a family. Right? They're already a family.
This is different. This is not just like, you know, you caught him on, you know, on the back, her on the back of his motorcycle after like a crazy night out kind of thing. This is a family vacation.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony has put up one of the photos. Is this one of the photos with the two of them on a beach and they're making sandcastles?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is one of the photos that was sold to Us Weekly. So you didn't stage this.
No. Well, we didn't stage it. Whether or not it was staged, I wasn't there. And it was a very well-known photo agency that had the pictures. Mm-hmm. And they would certainly be capable of, in terms of, it was a very well-staffed and very, like, knew what they were doing agency. So it's certainly possible that they were able to get it as, like, a real pack shot.
So Brad and Angelina were literally just on a beach in Africa.
Oh, and I said it was, Cooper, I said it was possible.
Possible. Okay. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is that Brad and Angelina called the paparazzi and said, "We want to out ourselves as a couple. Will you come take these photos?"
I mean, it doesn't happen the same way that you called me up and told me you're on Page Six. You should come on the show. Right. It's not sort of that direct, but that sort of thing, not necessarily with these two, but certainly possibly happens all the time.
But Spencer Pratt is saying that you, Peter Grossman, staged this photo.
No,
first photos of Brad and Angelina together on this beach.
You were the one
that staged this.
No, I certainly did not stage it. No one at Us Weekly did. We don't have it. We've never staged anything with Brad and Angelina.
Never staged anything. Well, hang on. This is important because Spencer's saying that you've staged several things with Brad and Angelina, and that's why he was willing to stage stuff with him and Heidi, as if he and Heidi and Brad and Angelina are on the same level.
First of all, in terms of importance to the industry, it's not that far off. No cover of Brad and Angelina that Us Weekly ever did sold as much as the highest selling cover that we did with Heidi and Spencer.
Oh, so interesting. Okay.
So, think of that what you will. There are different levels of fame, obviously. And there's movie star fame, and then there's reality TV fame. And I think everyone, including Heidi and Spencer, understand that. But in terms of our industry, Heidi and Spencer covers crushed. They were great. Wow. Because we were telling the truth about them. They had this sort of false narrative that was being spun about them on the hills. And then they would come and talk to us and tell us what was actually going on. So, people I think were interested. So Spencer's not, when he says things like this, it's just Spencer being Spencer and like, and then Grossman was involved. You know, Spencer, he just sort of gets very excited. What I can tell you about these pictures, that was fun about them, is that, when a bidding war like that breaks out, generally speaking, the people with the most money win. Mm. And in our world back then, that was, of course, People Magazine. They are a giant in the world of publishing. It's sort of almost unfair to compare the size of People Magazine to the other magazines that were in that category because they were something else.
Right.
And it's like an American institution, not a tabloid necessarily, even though they had all of the same practices and worked with the paparazzi and did all the same nefarious, dirty stuff that the tabloids were doing. Mm-hmm. They, at least on the outside, are this, institution, and we're the ones that get it right, that kind of thing. And so, they obviously wanted to have these pictures because they would tell the story. And as you can see on screen right now, they didn't get them.
Right.
And my job,
they didn't get, so on the cover of Us Weekly, Brian Angelina's secret love trip, 12 pages of new pics that prove the romance is real. This was, I remember this. This was groundbreaking at the time. And as a threesome goes, as a Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt threesome go, these relationships are long over and we're still talking about the three of them. Yeah. To this day, and you and I have discussed that. So the importance of this is pretty big. How did you guys end up with the photos? Did you literally just pay more money than people?
Well, no, we didn't have more money than people.
Right. So how'd you end up with them?
I always find that it's just important to treat people a certain way. Anyone that you're dealing with in sort of any line of work or just in any area of your life. And I always had a better relationship with the paparazzi than my counterparts at other magazines, because I never really thought of them as being any different from what we were doing. You know, right. They weren't outsiders. They weren't the bad guys. They weren't trying to rip us off. They weren't, you know, less than or dirty or anything like that, because they worked in the street and we worked in an office. Like, that's some diseased thinking.
Right.
And so I don't think they were used to sort of just being spoken to like people. And so when that auction was going on, the guy that was selling them was in England. And so they were, you know, 5-6 hours ahead. I can't remember the time of year, but they were several hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Friday and it was leaking into the evening late there. And it was a situation where I don't want to talk about specific numbers. But imagine if you're at an auction for like a priceless painting.
Right.
And and someone offers $20 million for it. And then the other person says $20 million and $5.
Right.
And you're just like, well, you're just kind of being a dick now, aren't you? Like, that's right. Disrespectful almost. And so then you try and say, all right, $21 million. And they go, $20 million, $21 million and two. And so that is the sort of shorthand version of what I can say about what was going on at the end when it was down to just us and people. Is that we were making, you know, real efforts to be professional.
Right.
And they were kind of nickel and diming, just assuming that eventually we would break. Like, I think they were maybe trying to send the message like, hey, we'll always just bid $1 more than you, like it was The Price is Right or some shit.
Right, right.
And so eventually I just kind of said to the guy who I had known previously and knew we have a lot of friends in common, again, because these are kind of my boys. I'm getting texts from his friends who are all at the pub laughing that he's still in the office. And I'm like, you know where you want to be right now. Like, I don't know about them, but I'm aware of the fact that it's 10 o'clock at night where you are. And all you want to do is go and celebrate the fact that you just sold the first set of Brad and Angelina together.
Sure.
So, like, why don't we do this? I'm going to write down a number. And you write down a number. And it was like, you know, kids on a first date. No, you say it first. No, you say it
right.
first.
Like, here's what
we're going to do. We're going to count to three and click send to each other in an email. And if it's the same number, the idea is like, where's it going to end up?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if it's the same number, we don't get off the phone. And we just write this up right now. And he agreed. And I had, you know, a few minutes prior had gone to ownership and said, listen, this is where it's going to end up. We could sit here all night, or we could try and just like make some sort of gesture and end it. But like, they'll just keep going higher than us. Like, we have to make some sort of move here. And so I was, you know, given my top number and I just wrote that one down. I'm like, let's just go for it. Right. It's a Hail Mary. And we sent each other the same number.
Oh.
And we just started giggling like schoolgirls, and I didn't let him off the phone. And I remember very clearly, like, yelling down the hallway for, like, opening the door to my office and yelling down the hallway for someone to come down and like take some notes really quick so the lawyer could draft it and fax it. That's how long ago. And fax it so that he could sign right there. I didn't even let him off the phone.
So the bosses gave you a top number. And you just went right for that number.
Well, I sat on it until the guy broke a little bit and was like, I want to get out of here and go drink beer.
Right.
I know you do. Here's what you have to go to the pub telling the guys you made, right? You have to tell them this number. Like, don't you want to, isn't it a better story that you sold it to me and I just gave you the number? And, you know, and it's sort of like the human element comes into it and you realize, like, maybe there is a little bit more to it than money.
So if you were in the owner's seat, would you have spent that much money for those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they made it back.
I would have spent double.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you make it back. It's not about making it back on that week's newsstand. You know, I'm sure we didn't. I don't recall the sale. We might have. I mean, it was a big sale and it was obviously a huge moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not making it back in newsstand sales. What you're doing is sending a message. Hey, if you want to see, and this was important, you know, again, this is obviously in the context of the industry, which of course is not important at all. But in terms of the industry itself, you want to send a message to everyone like, hey, if you want to see the coolest stuff, it's going to be here first. And it announces yourself as on the same tier. And it was a situation where no one's going to deny it anymore.
Right.
So they can give all the statements they want to people or more like publicist friendly outlets.
This is where Big Dick Energy got its start.
No. I would argue against that. I would say that my counterpart over there, who was not a photo person, but like the editor, believed that I did hear after the fact that when the guy had to call them and say, like, they're gone, you don't get to counter anymore. The response was something along the lines of like, you can't do that to us. We're People Magazine. You know? It was like, okay. You know, it's like, you're talking to a fucking paparazzi guy. Like, he doesn't give a shit at all.
Right. He doesn't get who you are. Yeah. Say it with cash.
I'm not impressed by that at all. In fact,
right.
Every time you say that is another set of pictures he's going to sell to me just to fuck with you.
Right.
And you're just like, again, well, there it is. That's how all that went down. And it's a lesson in, you know, that's why Spencer and I are friends, because while everyone thought he was some horrible dick villain, you just take a minute to like learn the person and you see he's this awesome dude.
But what's interesting is, this originated because today in Page Six, actually just about a few minutes ago in Page Six, this just came up literally 6:30 PM. And we started talking at 7 PM.
Yeah.
Our good friend Ollie Coleman posted this piece about.
Oh, I'm sure he's just.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure he's reporting what Spencer said.
That's my point. Yeah. He is reporting what Spencer said, and what Spencer said.
Spencer's mentor, though. That's what I want to know.
Well, that's the thing. Okay,
mentor, which is like the greatest thing ever.
Right. So Spencer is saying that the very first pictures of Angelina and Brad, the very first thing in the desert, was a setup. And it was set up by you, his mentor, right. Peter Grossman,
yes.
And that you were in on the setup with the paparazzi, and that you were there from the magazine. You were there in Africa.
I mean, it's awesome. I'm telling you, I'm 100% sure that he is remembering that I was there in Anguilla.
Years later.
No. Anguilla was like 2 months before this.
Oh, 2 months before this. Okay.
Yeah. Before this was the last picture of Brad and Jen. And that's when they like announced their breakup. It's the picture of them on the beach where they're like playing in the sand and she picks up the shell. He's wearing that shirt that says trash.
Right.
That's the last photo of Brad and Jen.
That's the last photo of Brad and Jen. And you were there for that.
I was there for that.
Mm. Did you set up that photo? Did you ask them to pose for it?
Ha! Dude, if it were that easy, I was there for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I was there for 2 weeks. It was not easy. And no, they did not set it up. I wish they had set it up. But I can tell you unequivocally, having been there and what I sort of went through those couple of weeks, there was definitely no setup.
Okay, so Spencer was wrong about all of this. He was wrong about the fact that it was Angelina and Brad. It wasn't. It was Brad and Jen. That you were in Anguilla for. He's mashing up all of these stories.
I'll go down one for one. Were those pictures of Brad and Angelina a setup? Maybe. Not by any of Us Weekly, but if you're trying to dispel the idea that you're this horrible vixen that broke up America's sweetheart couple, and Brad was like sowing the seeds of, I just want to be a dad. I just want to be a dad. I just want to be a dad. All leading up to their breakup. If you go back and look at the, I think it's Ocean's 12 that he was promoting. Every interview is like, what's next? I just, a dad. There's that interview that he's there with Matt Damon and Clooney. And he's like, you know, I want a boy, but I'm sure I'm just going to get all girls. I'll just be, and he starts tearing up. And they're like, oh, Brad. You're like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Right.
But he's like, he's sending the, I mean, look, I love kids, man. I love being a dad. My kids bring me to tears daily with like joy. But come on, you start to see like, oh, okay. It sounds like Brad wants to be a dad. And so the narrative when Brad and Jen split up is she wouldn't give him a baby. And you're like, come on. Like I was always
Anthony was just showing the photo of Brad and Jen in Anguilla. Had they split up by then, or that was the last pictures of them together?
Dude.
Was he already with Angelina Jolie during those pictures?
I don't know. Probably. They announced their breakup a couple days later, but they spent that week together and were staying together with Courtney and David, and it was a confusing time.
Courtney Cox and David Arquette.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That picture.
Yeah, they look happy there.
They listen.
Do they?
No, you got to see the whole set. And you go back and look at it and you realize, like, I remember being, I had the pictures in my back pocket before we knew they broke up, and they were exclusive to us. And then when I looked at it through the lens of the breakup, you realize, like, oh my God, this is like the saddest thing I've ever seen. It's like, it's a goodbye picture.
Right. It's like the last moments of a relationship where you're just like,
right,
can we try to make it work? Is there anything only between
they're
us?
Like, yeah. Only they're movie stars, so they like actually kiss each other goodbye instead of just being like, fuck you and leave. You know?
So you were actually there when this photo was taken.
Not in that exact second, but I was very, I mean, it's like, it's touching to look at. I was very present, very nearby for a lot of the time before and after. We're going to say that that picture maybe is a setup. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Definitely not by Us Weekly. I didn't have anything to do with it. I wasn't there. I was there in Anguilla. Those are also not a setup. As far as Spencer is concerned, I am his mentor. I'm glad that is now in print for the whole world to see, or online, I should say, for the whole world to see, because it is true. And he learned everything from me. Spencer, thank you for admitting that publicly, finally.